morning, Power Hour Nation. Got some good news. Couple good news.
I like good news.
Yes, today. Talked to Charlotte Iserby this morning. As you know, we said a little while ago she had a stroke. She did. How she's alive, I don't know. Like she says, the good God Almighty wants her here for something. She has a different perspective, and she's spitting fire.
She got if she got a stroke, heart drops will help.
I already talked to her. I already talked to her about that. It was caused. It's not a traditional type stroke. Okay. Anyway, it's complicated. Right. She had a surgeon in there who
messed up.
No. Oh. Surgeon saved her. God, will you shut up? Tell a damn story. She had a surgeon who saved her life. It was a miracle that everybody else wanted to just leave her alone. If you shut up, I'll tell the damn story. This is very important.
Okay. Mums.
She was dying. I'm very serious. A stroke. A certain kind of stroke. And most of the people wanted to leave her alone basically to see if it would come on its own or what. This one doctor that was there, I mean, just happened to be this one doctor who was very good at this. He went for it. Said, no, I'm not doing whatever. I'm going for it. They told her she's going to be in a walker. She's basically going to be in a nursing home for the rest of her life. And now she's at home and pretty much normal. Just tired, a little more tired than usual, but pretty much.
Well, that's great news.
Normal. It is great news. The other great news is Catherine Austin Fitz is here. Or we'll be here.
Oh.
We'll be here in about an hour.
If she dug up that $14
trillion. $21
trillion? $21
trillion. she found it.
She found it. I was, put $7 million in her pocket.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It's so good to be with you. I'm your honored host. Uncle Kevin is riding shotgun. Sometimes doesn't know when to stop.
It's a great day in America.
Yes, it is a great day in America. We got a lot of news, cover. ThePowerHour.com, ThePowerMall.com. I'm going to get straight to the stories because there is a lot going on usually as the beginning of weeks are. This issue of, I want to frame this, get this in your mind. Okay, the debate about vaccines.
Okay.
This is just the beginning.
Oh, it's just the beginning.
The huge battle that is about to come, as you've seen, don't be caught unawares about this. This is why you must be, I feel, or I speak for myself, I must be aggressive when it comes to this mask issue. Because the mask issue and the mask question is the precursor to the vaccine question.
Right.
I told the story. I've told it several times. I'm going to tell it again for people who didn't hear me before. This is a crucial, crucial story. Went to have pizza with my mother-in-law. How many crucial stories start like that? Not expected. Have pizza with my mother-in-law. We're ordering pizza, and the lady taking my order says, can I have your phone number? And I'm thinking, well, some places they want your phone number because if you're to go order so they can call you or whatever. I'm right here. All you have to do is tell me when my pizza's ready. Well, no, I don't want, who wants it? Well, why do you want this number? Well, the CDC wants it. The CDC wants my phone number. Right, so they can track you in case any kind of coronavirus.
Yeah.
This has been infiltrated. This is some random small pizza shop in, small town USA. It's small town USA.
Yep.
Dealing with this. This battle, tracking, there's a story we're going to talk about. Trump is fighting it about the contact tracing funding. This is a big fight.
Yeah, he's got to cut that off.
Walmart supposedly today is mandating that everybody come in with a mask to their stores. Walmart, I think Kroger, add to the list. All you have to do is tell them I have a medical exemption, and they should walk you through. If they give you any trouble, talk to the manager. Say, basically I have a medical exemption. What's the problem here? And they should let you go. No problem.
We'll see.
Well, the other ones, I've already done this a couple times.
Yeah, but that wasn't when the mandate is all the way in. They might.
Not at Walmart, at other stores where they had a mandate.
Yeah, I got it.
Best Buy. They did it at Best Buy. Big corporation.
I know.
They don't want a disability lawsuit.
That's what we're going to see. That's what I'm going to see this afternoon. I'm going.
So this is Iran. A couple things to know about Iran. There's weird explosions going on in Iran. What is going on?
They say it's the Jews. They would say it was a missile attack. That's what I heard. I don't know if it's true.
I don't know but something's going on.
Something's going on.
And
it was a nuclear plant, I heard.
Well, when things go awry economically, what do governments want to do next? What's the next thing they want to do? war to get your mind off of it, to get your, I mean, the whole thing.
To get rid of the debt, because once war comes, all the debt is
a force majeure.
Which we're going to talk
about. Daniel Estelin talked about. We're going to talk about a big thing about force majeure. Hong Kong. Executive order, Donald Trump took away Hong Kong's favored nation status because China has now taken it over.
Yeah, they've taken it over. They were supposed to take it over.
Some people think that this is a precursor to basically war with China.
World War III.
Is this all set up to just distract us while the economy all goes down? Yeah, I don't know.
Don't know.
Very important to go with all this. This may be the most important story in America right now, in the world. Face masks mandated by UK government specifically say they don't protect against COVID-19.
Yeah.
On the side of the box.
Correct.
That the masks come in, it says specifically they do not protect against the transmission of coronavirus COVID-19.
Okay.
What more do I need to say? This is asinine. This is ludicrous. This is stupid. As Charlotte Isherby said this morning on the phone, this is satanic.
Oh.
This is ridiculous.
I agree.
I don't want any part of it. I condemn them all. Any of these people who desire to take our breath, for they can control and manipulate it, in the name of God, I take their breath.
Amen.
And I curse them.
Amen.
Declassified documents reveal key New York Times Russiagate piece was complete lie. Another very important story out of Sputnik. This also connects with the whole Roger Stone thing. There's an article, I'm going to read this again, about Mitt Romney talking about that Trump was totally corrupt by commuting Roger Stone's sentence. The evidence is crystal clear.
Overwhelming.
That they knew, meaning the FBI, not the evidence, evidence that the FBI believed there was no collusion at all, and yet they went forward.
And they said that in the beginning. The FBI guy said that in the beginning.
There is no, we can find no link.
Exactly. That's what they
said. That's the evidence that came up. So what does that say about him commuting a sentence when that was the result of the whole witch hunt?
Very good.
So what does that mean? Mitt?
Yeah.
Now this is, Hillary Clinton has said this. Bill Kristol, not the comedian, the talking head, Bill Kristol.
Mm-hmm.
And now Alec Baldwin, a couple other people. Alec Baldwin claims Trump planning to use armed force to, quote, stop the election in November. They keep saying this, like this is one of their plans. They want to muddy up the election, the election, and make it, and on the election night, they'll say that Biden won, and then Trump will be, wait a minute, you know, there's a lot of corrupt, all the votes aren't in, whatever. I mean, you can see that this is one of their plans here, because they're trying to precede it. This is how they do. They precede it in your mind.
That's right.
So pay attention. Kentucky couple going back to the mask / vaccine / COVID / BS / whatever you want to say. Kentucky couple on house arrest after not signing positive COVID-19 self-isolation order. I cannot stress enough how strongly I feel that I will never get a COVID test.
Yeah.
I don't trust them. I don't know what they're putting on that swab. You don't have a blood test?
Yeah.
You don't have a blood test for this. You got to stick some swab with some cream or some something nanobot up in it and put it up my nose and jam it up, you know, so where you can feel my frontal lobe and my brain? No, thank you. Kentucky couple on house arrest. So here's the residual effect on this. Well, what if you do test positive? Well, now Kentucky's got a place for you. You already heard the story, read on the end of last week. Arkansas National Guard is taking positive tests and putting them to an isolated area.
Yeah.
They're taking them, separating them, putting them.
Who knows where?
To do what? Test them?
Yeah.
I mean, to test on them?
I don't know.
Here, you want to try a vaccine?
No.
Here, kid, you want some candy?
No.
It's about the same thing.
Don't want it.
My grandparents wanted to see me, too. So just to make sure if they tested negative that they would be okay, everything would be fine. They want to see their grandma. Government didn't like that. After testing positive but without showing any symptoms, just get another test. See what it says. By somebody else. That would be my advice. Just go get another test from somebody else.
And don't have them stick anything up your nose. Go with a blood test.
So just to make sure if they tested negative, I read that, sorry. Linscott said the health department contacted her and requested she sign documents that will limit her traveling anywhere unless she calls the health department first. If they have authority, why did they need her signature to get her to do something? You see how they're trying to trick you?
They're tricking you.
She says she chose not to sign the documents. Good for you.
Excellent.
Belen said she would take necessary precautions if she needed to go to the hospital, like letting workers know. A couple of days after she denied signing the self-isolation order, movement agreed. And here's the term. I'm stuttering today. I told you that the heart drops is making phlegm.
Yeah, I see that.
Like crazy. I'm going to need a spit bucket here in a minute. And a little
spittoon.
Spittoon. Strong image, ladies and gentlemen. Here's the name of this, what you wanted them to sign. Self-isolation and controlled movement agreed order. Boy, that's ominous. You want to sign that?
No.
Said after a couple of days after she refused to sign it, Hardin County Sheriff's Department arrived at her home. There you go. Now, this is sheriffs. Sheriffs should know better.
They should know better.
So law enforcement, where are they siding on?
That sheriff doesn't look like he's siding on the right spot, right side.
Her husband, Isaiah, was home. I opened up the door and there's like 8 different people, 5 different cars. I'm like, what the heck's going on? This guy's in a suit with a mask. It's the health department guy and he has 3 different papers for us, for me, her, and my daughter. They should put a no trespassing sign up on
their
house.
That's right. A special kind of no trespassing.
If they had a warrant, they could bust down your door, ladies and gentlemen. If a cop ever comes to your door, just so you know.
Yes.
You don't have to answer. Health department, you don't have to answer.
Right.
You don't have to talk to them.
And if they don't have a warrant.
If they had a warrant, as soon as you open the door to them, you literally right. and figuratively open the door to them. We didn't rob a store. We didn't steal something. We didn't hit and run. We didn't do anything wrong. The couple said they never denied self-quarantine. They just didn't agree with the wording of the document. That's exactly what the director of the public health department told the judge. That I was refusing to self-quarantine because of this and that. And that's not the case at all. I never said that. It's a big story.
Big story.
These are big. Going to get pizza with my mother-in-law. You get positive in the health department with the police show up at your door. This is big, big, and big. And this is the beginning of this debate because wait till it's framed in the sense of a vaccine around it.
Mm-hmm.
And limiting, you know, if you don't want to get a vaccine, okay, you can choose not to get a vaccine. Now you just can't function in society.
That's right. You're self-quarantined.
Yeah, you got to come sign this paper.
Yeah.
You got to come sign this paper that you got the exemption. Mm-hmm. Well, to get the exemption, you got to stay in your house.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Who knows? I mean, I don't know. Do you want to be free? Ladies and gentlemen, do you want to be free? I mean, it's long enough. We've been sitting on our hands, and I've gotten very few people. A couple people have, and we've made progress with sheriff who have talked to their sheriffs, and I've hooked them up with Sheriff Mack. Okay, have you talked to your sheriff? Have you went out there and talked to your sheriff? Say, hey, I'd like to know where you stand on just 3 things: gun control, forcing people to wear masks, and forced vaccinations.
Yeah.
Don't talk about anything else. Don't talk about driving. Don't talk about maybe civil asset forfeiture. Maybe I wouldn't talk about those 3 things.
Those things are paramount right now.
Just talk about those 3 things and say you're concerned about this and you'd like to hook you up with other sheriffs that are standing against these things and protecting the people of their counties.
Yes.
Okay. Do you want to be free or not? Because this is where it's going. It's right. Pretty darn obvious. Yeah. I mean, in the Declaration of Independence, it says you're willing to suffer with suffering things as long as it's sufferable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, it's about not to be sufferable. You know, say, well, just get along and just live on. Okay, I just want to live my life too.
They ain't going to let you.
I just want to live my life too, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. This is the beginning of a transition, and it's all up for grabs. I promise you. This is not bleak. Our position is not bleak. America's condition is not bleak.
I agree.
It's quite the opposite. This is
the opportunity.
This is the opportunity. Yes. This is it right here.
We take back our country. This is a beautiful opportunity to take back our country.
If you do not like confrontation, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't either. But I tell you what I like even
freedom.
Less. What I like more is freedom. What right. I like even less is control and manipulation.
Yes.
So you're going to have to decide, ideologically, you need to confront as many people as possible. When that mask comes up, well, the mask doesn't do anything.
Yeah.
Well, it's just for courtesy. Courtesy, it lowers my oxygen.
Yeah.
Well, I'm supposed to harm myself to be courteous. That's how I'm courteous to you, by harming myself and do something that doesn't even stop the transmission? That seems kind of stupid to me. Is that what you're telling me?
Mm-hmm.
So you got to be ready to pop this off.
Immediately.
Just like that.
Yeah. study a little.
Go through it. Yeah. Go do a role play. You go to up to Walmart. Oh, excuse me, ma'am. I have a medical exemption. Well, oh, okay. Good. We'll let you through. If they give you a grief, may I talk to your manager?
That's right.
And you just have confidence and be calm. You don't need to be crazy. Do not be aggressive. You just be calm. Hey, can I talk to your manager, please? Okay. All right. Manager, sir, ma'am, whatever. It seems like you got some mandate here that you want everybody to wear a mask. I have a medical exemption for this, and so I just want to make clear. I just want to come in here and shop. I have a medical exemption.
Yeah. Well, what do you got?
What, are you a doctor?
Well, what do you got?
Are you a doctor?
I need to know what you have.
No, actually you don't. The American Disabilities Act says I don't. It's a private information because of HIPAA. I have protection.
That's right.
You're not a doctor, and I don't have to tell you.
That's correct.
They're not going to say that.
But that's good knowledge to know.
Right. So that's how you say
it. The fine is up to $100,000.
Yes, the fine is up to $100,000 if you deny people services.
That's right.
For a disability.
Yeah.
And so, we want to mandate health. There's no law.
This
is your policy.
This is a policy.
And your policy cannot override my rights.
That's right.
If you're going to deny me because of a disability, then you are opening yourself up to potential lawsuits. Don't threaten a lawsuit. Just say you're opening up to yourself to potential lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. That's how you handle it.
Yeah.
Stop wearing this mask.
Yeah, I ain't doing it.
And if you feel like you're not safe if you wear the mask, then don't go there. Then go in a time when people aren't there or what have you.
Yeah.
This is the debate that is coming up. The debate is going to be, you'll see, they're debating whether to fund now contact tracing.
Oh, they
don't give your cell phone number. You go out in the public, you better turn your cell phone off. You better put it in your car and turn it off.
Yeah, because they check to see
it. Turn it off.
7 feet close to other people. Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's exactly what they're doing.
I'm serious, ladies and gentlemen. This is serious. This is the big debate that's coming.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina teachers unions demand welfare for illegal immigrants and suspended rent before schools reopen. Okay, we demand welfare for illegal immigrants. In California, the teachers unions are demanding health care for everybody. Basically, sound like a Bernie Sanders campaign slogan. So the unions are now run by socialists and communists. We knew that before.
Yep.
Now it's obvious.
Now it's obvious. Yep.
Well, what I say to the teachers, well, I mean, I don't need you anyway. We can just have school online. Even if I want to go to school, go to public school, government school. That's what it is. Government school. Gunman posing as FedEx driver shoots family of judge assigned to Jeffrey Epstein Deutsche Bank case. You don't think this is a hot topic?
That's a hot topic.
You don't think this is sensitive information?
What does that mean? Is Jeffrey Epstein alive?
Well, I don't know. Not necessarily. It doesn't tell me he's alive.
I'm not saying he's alive, but that's sure in the mix now.
No, I don't think so. I don't think it says that at all to me.
No.
The judge's task with unwinding Jeffrey Epstein's connection to Deutsche Bank and the money and all that. That has nothing to do with he's alive or not alive. Where is this money going? Where did the money go? Who has the money now? That's what this judge is being tasked to unwind.
I get it.
And America, you got something else to say about it?
Yeah, but if Jeffrey Epstein's still alive, Jeffrey Epstein's going to have something to say about where that money goes.
Maybe he is, maybe he isn't. But that story doesn't tell me either way if he is or isn't.
No, I know.
What it says even more, the money that went through Deutsche Bank and what have you, the money, who is he working for? Who is he fronting for? Jeffrey Epstein, you get the feeling Jeffrey Epstein can call a hit on a judge? I don't. So you think the Mossad is? Well, yeah, the Mossad might. Just Lane Maxwell and their Mossad connections, you think they might call a hit on the judge? Yeah, they might.
Yeah.
So, as America's economic suffering grows, the calls for more socialism grow louder. People who say, and I've heard this by certain people, we've won, the Republic is safe, all this is nonsense. This is ridiculous. The Republic is in more jeopardy and more danger than it's ever been since Britain invaded Boston Harbor in the 1776-77. We're in more danger now. This is why. Michael Snyder goes on to elaborate that, and this is my problem with what you said about having the government pay for your mortgage, have your government, and I understand that. So when push comes to shove, when we're in the time of crisis, what is the immediate call for? More government intervention, more socialism, more abandonment of our founding principles. Instead of a return to founding principles, we're calling for a continuation of those principles.
That, but if I was in charge, I would go and arrest these people because everything they did of the Federal Reserve is unconstitutional and a crime. I'd arrest them, take all their assets back, give it back to the American people, and we'd be fine. That's my situation.
I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Let's do it.
Let's do that.
It would be a little trouble, but let's do it.
We can't even get people to stop wearing these masks.
I know.
We can't even get people to go talk to the sheriff.
I know.
You know, I get sad about this. This weighs on me, ladies and gentlemen. Romney.
Oh, God.
You know how I feel about him.
Yeah.
He accuses Trump of, quote, historic corruption after Roger Stone commutation. Again, my question, if the whole witch hunt was based on a lie.
Not a lie.
Then should any of the actions, any of the indictments involved with it, should be null and void.
Fruit from the poisonous tree.
Right. They had no basis to even look into Roger Stone. They had no basis to even investigate Michael Flynn.
Absolutely.
They had no legal, constitutional authority to do anything that they did to these people. So you tell me, Mitt, you're supposed to be a bastion for freedom and for America and the Constitution. You claim to be. You're a liar, but anyway. You tell me it's fair. Any of it's fair.
It's not.
You're a moron.
I agree.
I got a little on edge this morning.
Well, I agree with you.
I know, but I'm not trying to be on edge. I'm trying to be happy. There's the music. Happy, healthy, successful, and free as God intends you to be. But we got to find some resolution in us to be able to stand in our own environment about this. I'm trying to spot. Look, I'm not condemning you if you do or don't, whatever. You got to find something to do in your own realm. You got to. You have to. Stay tuned.
It's time to stand up.
More news on the other side.
It's time to stand up.
You're listening to the Power Hour.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
What in the world is this crazy Willard water?
It's a proprietary solution, and it's a water additive that was invented by my grandfather, Dr. John Willard, and hence the name Willard Water. Boosts a number of different things. We see most prominently that it's increasing the absorption, utilization, and storage of nutrients in the cells. So, for example, if people were drinking, we see a big boost in B vitamin absorption, utilization. If you see it in plants, we see a big boost in their ability to absorb and retain fertilizers or nutrients in the soils. I think we see with things like microbes. If you used a microbe on soil, for example, to replenish the soil, and you sprayed our Willard water on it, go through that replenishing cycle much faster.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
With dozens of food and storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Humana Food Storage is nutritious, is GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemicals, preservatives, or soy. And Humana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. Call Jay at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com.
America made just for you. Food stores I love to eat. Yum!
The Supreme Court violated their oath to the Constitution and laws of the United States. Find out how in this new book, The Electoral College for Patriots, by Tom Crier. This anti-constitutional decision may get exploited to convert our country from a once great republic to just another democracy on the ash heap of history. Read The Electoral College for Patriots by Tom Crier so you'll know who to blame for this travesty of the justices. Available online at theelectoralcollegeforpatriots.com and online wherever books are sold.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. The Power Mall is the place to find all the great products, specials on Silver Gel, Silver Lozenges, OptiVita Silver Liquid Super Krill Oil, and OptiVita Vitamin D. Frank Davis will be here tomorrow, along with Tom Palladino. Crypto J, I know we didn't get Crypto J on a little while ago. He's going to be here Wednesday, and Dr. Cass Ingram, very important. Colonel Michael Lewis, he's a former U.S. military infectious disease specialist. I want to talk to somebody. That's who I want to talk to. And he's going to talk. It's a feel-good broadcast, how to cope with anxiety and depression among pandemic. I think that'll be an important broadcast. The North American Urban Spice is on sale. There's a big sale on the OptiVita product this week only. So call in about those OptiVita products. Oregano, of course, is my staples. I mean, off the top of my head, clay, oregano, what's the lamb cream or the Helon or the lamb cream? Yeah, either one. I like the lamb cream because I like that little jar. It says convenient.
It's way convenient.
And, those are my staples when I go pretty much anywhere. And of course, like, you know, all the vitamin stuff, that's different. But, you know, as far as like a first aid kind of thing. And then oregano also is a health internal.
Save your wife's foot.
You should see my wife's foot. It's almost, you can't even tell. Yeah. If I didn't tell you which foot she had a bite on, you couldn't tell.
Couldn't tell.
The color, it's even losing its discolor.
Yeah.
It's even losing that.
Right.
Even losing the discoloration, and it looks perfectly normal.
Your mom,
normal.
When she got bit, she almost lost her toe.
Almost lost her toe.
Yeah.
And looked nasty.
Nasty.
And she went to the doctor.
Yeah, got antibiotics.
Went to the doctor and got treated by the doctor.
Yeah, and still almost lost her toe. Fell off.
And it looked nasty and the rest of her life.
Yeah.
Bone Active, Black Seed, Purely C, Orega Resp. Maybe I should take some Orega Resp this morning. Orega Spray, Orega Max, Bone Active, Orega Dent, Collagen Power, and Chaga Max. All on sale, flash sale, 15% off activated charcoal capsules. We have charcoal, activated charcoal because that's, you get poison,
every
you get food
house.
Poison, you get, I mean, any of those things, it is very important. There's nothing that just about that can replace the clay. You can use the clay for some of these. We got a 15% off activated charcoal capsules. It's easy. Boom, you just pop them in. Ancient Minerals Magnesium Products. This is good health naturally. Robert Redfern. I've used this magnesium. Like if you got a sore back, my wife, you know, she's pregnant with her back. Really made a difference. I love Robert Redfern products.
Yeah, good stuff.
So the body butter, magnesium, the magnesium flakes, the magnesium lotion and ultra lotion are the ones that I was using. Had okay. great success. Was fantastic.
Yeah, so did I when I was using that other stuff years ago.
Catherine Austin Fitz will be here in about a half hour. We got a lot of news, so we're going to get back to it.
Where's that money?
ThePowerMall.com, ThePowerMall.com, 877-817-9829. A politician from New York's Hudson Valley issued a travel advisory for Big Apple. It says, be careful going to the Big Apple, going to the city because of the crime. Crime is up. Armed crime up 136%. Yes. Violent crime up 51% year over year. That's a big jump.
Well, they're leaving New York, but in droves.
Well, they're stopping the police. They stopped the plainclothes police walking
around.
They
disband them.
They now no bail. Basically no bail. They arrest them and just let them go.
Let them go so, you know, they can commit 10 crimes in a day.
Yeah, before they ever go to court.
Go to court. Well, we're going to dismiss every case.
If Democrats win Texas, it's all over, Senator Ted Cruz says. Well, California's practically moved to Austin, Texas now. Herschel Walker, Mark Cuban. I hear Black Lives Matter, and it's been, even if you question this at all, you get shouted down like you're some kind of heathen, and you got a KKK outfit in your closet or something. Well, Herschel Walker, I mean, how ironic is this? Herschel Walker, black.
Black.
Mark Cuban.
Great.
White. Herschel Walker, one of the greatest college player ever.
Ever, in my
opinion. But not to question you, Mark, but do you know what the organization stands for? He asks in this heated debate. It goes back and forth, and because they want to put Black Lives Matter all over the NBA courts, the jerseys, the NFL, and Herschel Walker's like, do you guys even know what they stand? I mean, what are we doing here? What do they even stand for? Can we ask these questions?
Right.
So I asked the question, okay, Herschel, what do they stand for? I'd like to know. So I went to blacklivesmatter.com.
All right.
The official site. Here's what they stand for. And I might make one or two comments. No. This is not what they say. This is their stated. Okay. This is what they say they're for. Yeah. So just use your imagination what they really stand for. This is what they say they're for. Black Lives Matter began as a call to action in response to state-sanctioned violence and anti-black racism.
Okay.
Enraged by the death of Trayvon Martin, kind of spearheaded. Ferguson helped spearhead it. Here's what they are for. Every day we recommit to healing ourselves and each other and to co-creating alongside comrades. Isn't that hilarious? Yeah. They use that word, comrades. Comrades, allies, and family culture where each person feels seen, heard, and supported. So each person supported, no matter what you think. Mm-hmm. We acknowledge, respect, and celebrate differences and commonalities. Do you?
No.
We work vigorously for freedom and justice for black people and, by extension, all people.
No.
We intentionally build and nurture a beloved community that is bonded together through a beautiful struggle.
Like that rat hole in Seattle.
Now, notice the words, comrades, beautiful struggle. These are all communist words that all communists have used throughout their life, throughout the history, the past 150 years. Struggle.
Struggles, big.
The beautiful struggle.
Big.
Comrades.
Yep.
I'll read this again. We intentionally build and nurture a beloved community that is bonded together through a beautiful struggle that is restorative, not depleting. We're not depleting anything. We're restoring. What are you restoring? We are unapologetically black in our positioning. They mean black, you have a black soul, or do they mean you're for black people?
I think it's both.
In affirming that Black Lives Matter, we need not qualify our position. Well, I would like some qualification.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
I would like some qualification. Please tell me what that means.
Yeah.
I would like to know.
Me too.
To love and desire freedom and justice for ourselves is a prerequisite for wanting the same for others. Okay? We see ourselves as part of the global black family. Is that a coven of witches? Is that a coven family? Or is that, what does that mean?
According to the bishop.
And we are aware of the different ways we are impacted or privileged as black people who exist in different parts of the world. Privileged, no rights. That's the United Nations. They like to say everything's a privilege. We are guided by the fact that all black lives matter, regardless of actual or perceived sexual identity, gender expression, economic status, ability, disability, religious beliefs or disbeliefs, immigration status, or location. Okay, so you're a you're an immigrant group, you know, for the immigration, like open borders. We make space for transgender brothers and sisters to participate and lead. What does that mean? We are self-reflective and do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. Now, do you know what cisgender means?
Ain't got a clue.
It means straight. We used to be straight. Heterosexual.
Oh, they want to guys like us, eh?
Right. They want to dismantle our cisgender privilege. That's
good luck.
This is what they say. What they stand for.
I understand.
We are do the work required to dismantle cisgender privilege. What is the cisgender privilege? That society sees that as normal. So that's is that our privilege because society says that's normal?
Pretty normal.
And uplift black trans folk. This is literally what he says. Black trans folk. Especially black trans women who continue to be disproportionately impacted by trans antagonistic violence.
Hmm.
I haven't heard a lot of that.
Me neither.
Have you?
No.
I've heard a lot of brick throwing by Black Lives Matter people. I haven't heard a lot of trans antagonistic violence.
Burnings and.
All right, let's go on. We build a space that affirms black women and is free from sexism, misogyny, and environments in which men are centered, which is very ironic because they keep going to the NBA and the NFL to try to get publicity, which is an extremely man-centered.
I don't see any women.
Almost 100% man-centered activity. I thought that was kind of ironic. We practice empathy.
On who?
We engage comrades. There's that word again. We engage comrades with the intent to learn about and connect with their contexts. What does that mean?
Got me?
I'd like some clarification. I mean, I can guess, but I would like clarification.
Yeah, write it down in black and white.
Well, they're telling me up here they don't need to qualify. We need not qualify our position.
That's what you said.
I think we need some I think we do need some qualification.
They ain't going to do it.
Right. So it could be, all right, let me keep reading. It gets worse. We make our spaces family friendly and enable parents.
Does that give everybody a brick?
By the time if you're old enough to carry one, you're old enough to get one. We make our spaces family friendly and enable parents to fully participate with their children. We dismantle.
I got you.
The patriarchal practice that requires mothers to work, quote, double shifts so they can mother in private even as they participate in public justice work. I had to read that about four times to even try to understand what that says. But, you know, they don't need any qualification on any of these things, so who am I to question what they're saying? They want to disrupt the patriarchal practice. I think what they're saying is mothers who then raise their children at home.
Yeah. They want to disrupt
them. They have to work in the family and raise their children.
Right. It's not hard enough.
She needs to be free of that so she can go out and throw bricks. Do justice work.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I gathered from that.
And what's she going to do with the kid? Well, drag her along with her and throw little bricks.
Well, they'll put them out front so the cops don't fire on them.
That's true.
They'll do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Leroy can serve
front.
A purpose.
Yeah,
Timmy can serve a purpose.
All the kids up front.
Yeah, all the kids up front. We're family centered.
We're family friendly.
Yeah, give him Bobby's got a slingshot.
No, Leroy's got an AK-47.
They start him early. This is from their website. This is not. This is what they say.
I got it.
We disrupt.
They do.
Agreed. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family. I mean, mother, father, kids, aunts, uncles.
That's been going on.
Grandma, grandpa.
That's been going on for 70 years.
We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. Well, okay.
Are they talking about the black family or the...
No. This is all families. Okay. Here, let me... I'm gonna interject here.
All right, go.
I've tried not to interject, but I've just
it's hard.
Well, you say something, you get me going. Okay, we disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement. Okay, let me explain something to these morons.
Okay.
To have a baby born, Okay.
Yes.
You following with me?
Yes. Yes.
You need a mother and a father.
That's not true.
It is true.
You can do it in a.
In a what?
In a plant.
In a test tube?
Test tube.
Yeah, but you still need the mother and father seed. You need the seed to begin with. Right. You have to have a mother and a father. Have to. Even if you do, even if it was a test tube baby.
Good point.
You have to.
Yeah.
So we disrupt. Please explain to me. Oh, I'm sorry. I questioned you. You know, I questioned Black Lives Matter here. You know, they don't want to qualify anything.
They're going to come visit your house.
We disrupt the Western prescribed I don't think in this town they will.
That finally sunk in about 3 seconds.
Yeah, you don't know where we live, ladies and gentlemen. Believe me, we're not going to talk about it on the radio. They will not come to this town, I promise you.
Yeah, we got the Black Robe Brigade waiting for them.
Just trust me. They're not coming to this town. We disrupt the Western prescribed nuclear family structure requirement by supporting each other as extended families and villages. Sounds like Hillary Clinton. Need a village to raise somebody. That collectively care for one another, especially our children. You mean they came from the nuclear family? You mean
especially take care of each other, like in Chicago, where they shoot at least 14 people on a weekend?
To the degree that mothers, parents, and children are comfortable. Notice there's no father. They didn't say father in this at all. They will not say the word father.
Well, they don't like them. That's why they're not in the house.
They'll say...
They get money when they're out of the house.
They say we're going to dismantle the patriarchal practice. That's only allusion to father, patriarch, that's in it. We're dismantling patriarch. They will not use the word father. They use mother several times in here, women, and try to get women. See how you're mistreated, you trans woman, women?
Yeah. It's a hard line.
We foster, I'm not done.
Oh.
I'm done. It gets better.
Oh, excellent.
We foster a queer affirming network.
Okay.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
I'm sorry, I questioned them again. They don't have to qualify their position. When we gather, we do so with the intention of freeing ourselves from the tight grip of heteronormative thinking that it's normal to be heterosexual.
That comes straight from some nitwit at Harvard wrote that.
Or rather, the belief that all in the world are heterosexual unless he or she or they disclose otherwise. Okay. I don't know where to go with this. We cultivate an intergenerational and communal network free from ageism. While at the same time they're shoving the old people in the nursing homes and make sure they die with the respirator.
Get covert.
We believe that all people, regardless of age, show up with the capacity to lead and learn. Learn. Isn't that hilarious? They want to teach us something.
Yeah.
They're going to teach you something. But they won't qualify their position, so how are they going to teach you? They won't elaborate, so how are they going to teach you? Are they going to teach you to throw bricks?
That's exactly right. That's
we embody
yeah.
And practice justice, liberation, and peace in our engagements with one another. Yeah, I've seen that.
Seems like a bunch of old gobbledygook to me.
Yeah, that's what I've seen. I don't know what to say. We're running out of time, and there's a lot of important news, ladies and gentlemen. I'll just leave. That's what they stand for. You want to know what Black Lives Matter stands for? This is their words on their website. Trump administration pushing to block new money for testing, tracing, and CDC in upcoming coronavirus relief bill. I told you another relief bill is coming. They are going to pour money into the American people to keep this thing going.
I want my $1,200.
That's what everybody's going to say. They want money for contact tracing, which is the pizza place and your cell phones. Ladies and gentlemen, do not take your cell phone into the store. Do not take your cell phone into the store.
Yep.
Not take your cell phone into the store. You have been forewarned.
That's right.
Negotiations are expected to kick off with increased urgency. This is Washington Post. Listen to how they phrase this, how slick it is to write things. With increased urgency because of the rapid growth of cases and the steady uptick in deaths. So if there's one every week, that's a steady uptick.
I guess that's an uptick.
Now here's what Dr. Robert Redfield, director for the CDC, director of the CDC.
Okay.
This is what this, I don't know what this, you know, I try not to cuss when I'm on radio. I don't know what else to say here, ladies. I want you to listen to, I've already read you the article where on the box it says how good masks are to stop coronavirus, right?
Yeah, they're useless.
All right. Right?
Useless.
Not my words.
No.
Not my words.
The manufacturer's.
On the side of the box's words.
The manufacturer said they're useless.
Dr. Robert Redfield says, sounds a lot like Redfern. It's not. It's not.
Redfern's way better.
Quote, if we all wore face coverings for the next 4, 6, 8, 12 weeks across the nation, this virus transmission would stop. You're a liar.
Yeah, you're a liar. Bingo.
Deep South supermarket takes a stand, no masks required. Winn-Dixie is now my favorite. You know, that was my, was that my first job? My first job.
Was in Winn-Dixie?
Winn-Dixie's 15 years old, bagging groceries.
Is that the one you got fired at?
No, I think it fired Winn-Dixie. Okay. I just worked there for the summer.
Okay.
Winn-Dixie was fantastic. I bagged groceries and got tips.
Yo, I know that's, you made big money back in those days.
Oh, for, she's 15 years old. I made all enough money to go to the Chinese restaurant for dinner, for lunch, on my lunch break.
And we used to go to there all the time.
So Winn-Dixie is now my favorite. Russia elite have been given an experimental vaccine for months, supposedly.
Supposedly it's clean. That's what the word
well,
is.
Well, Russia will give clean vaccines. Dan Lesnall was talking about that. And Russia actually cares about their people.
Right. And Germany makes clean vaccines. The elite get clean vaccines. We get garbage vaccines.
All right. We got about 4 or 5 minutes, and we're going to spend the rest of the time on the story about force majeure. Right. So give us a quick summary from Jim Willie. What's the deal?
Force majeure. Well, first I'll tell you what a force majeure is. Force majeure is a common clause in a contract that essentially frees both parties from liability and obligations when extraordinary means or circumstances beyond their control, like riots, crime,
epidemic, coronavirus,
that frees both sides up from their contract. It makes it null and void.
Because something basically act of God.
An act of God, right.
So what did Jim Willie, who is a pontificator, on, especially on the gold and silver markets, pretty well known.
So
what did he say?
Well, he said he's been told that the COMEX, that's gold and silver
now,
in America.
Out, so you understand, when the paper contracts are run by COMEX,
right.
If you have a paper contract and it expires and you take it all to its fulfillment, you should be able to then get the silver delivered to you
delivered to you.
That you should be. That's how it operates. So it maintains a air of
respectability
and truth.
And truth, right. Yeah, yeah.
So anyway, go for it.
And the
London market.
Yeah, the London LBMA has been working with the COMEX to manage their ledger.
Let me translate. The COMEX don't have the supply.
No.
They can't even manage the contracts and go back and forth. They're asking for London for help. Please let us borrow some silver. Please let us blah, 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 so we can keep these things going.
Keep this charade going.
Right. So what does he say is coming?
So he says the LBMA will declare the force majeure and drag down the COMEX in full view of everybody around September. So that means that the flood walls are managed by the COMEX at LBGN, and from they do it through naked shorts. Naked shorts is an illegal practice of selling shares that they do not have. They just borrow and determine before they sell it. So naked short selling refers to a downward pressure on stocks that may get larger and trade than the tradables already. So that means they can control the price of the stocks or the metals. If the bank makes a naked short at $14, which that's what they have done already, they've naked shorted about $14. And you told me today it was $20.
I'm going to look right now, see what it's at right now.
So $20, they're way underwater.
All right, it's 1988 is the Wall Street price of spot silver price. It hit 20 this morning.
Right. So
it hit 20. Now, do you realize Joseph Meyer was here and he told you, I mean, this is like 2 weeks ago, it was in $2 since he said that. And he said it's going to go quick. As soon as it hits 1850, or 19, it's going to go to 21.
Yep.
Then it's going to go 28. Then it's going to go. He already told you all this. So the pressure on this is magnificent. What he is saying is that the fraud in the COMEX on these contracts has the potential to unwind. He also gave the caveat that, hey, these people are really powerful. Maybe they will, maybe won't.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe will, maybe they won't. What do you see as the possibility here in September? What are we possibly looking at?
Well, if they don't get the floodgates under control and they're not going to do it, gold and silver are just going to go up in September. That's what he's saying. He said
to 30. Silver will be 30.
Silver will be 30 and gold will be about 2,500 in the short term. He said if in the long term, it'll be silver.
Because of the derivatives?
Because of the derivatives. They're going to have a force majeure on the derivatives.
Force majeure,
yeah. And then silver will be 100 and gold will be 10,000 somewhere down the road after they take care of the derivatives. Okay. And there's 18 quadrillion in derivatives. So that's going to take a long time to take care of that.
This is a very important story, ladies and gentlemen. Also, there's another story about peaches. If you like peaches, they help with just about everything. It's peach season. Chick-fil-A now has peach milkshakes.
They are awful good.
Big chunks. You got to get the big straw, though, because the peach will get stuck in the straw. Catherine Austin Fitz on the other side. Woo-hoo.
Ooh,
stay tuned. You're listening to the Power Hour.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.